There was a time when you needed a special permit from the local police to visit the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo. Today's video is about Nicola Pazienza, who came to visit Padre Pio but did not have the required documents. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Today's story comes from the book Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio by Diane Allen. In this story, we learn about Nicola Pazienza, a deeply religious man, and his journey to meet Padre Pio. Nicola was a devoutly religious man, who was known for his strong faith and high moral standards. He cherished his rosary and would always carry it with him wherever he went. One day, his friend Antonio Di Maggio suggested he visit San Giovanni Rotondo, where a priest named Padre Pio had recently been transferred to the convent of Our Lady of Grace. Antonio told Nicola that many people believed Padre Pio to be a saint, and given his religious devotion, he should make the trip to see him. Although Nicola had not heard of Padre Pio before, the convent in San Giovanni was familiar to him, because he would often give donations to lay brothers from the convent who were visiting nearby towns and villages, asking for food or other items that could be helpful to the Capuchin community. Nicola told his wife Teresa about Padre Pio, and she encouraged him to make the trip to San Giovanni Rotondo. However, he could not undertake such a journey at that moment, because he had his wheat crop to take care of, and it was time to thresh the wheat. Nicola had developed a great deal of expertise in crops over the years. When it came to harvesting wheat, he knew exactly what to do. He would toss the wheat up into the air, allowing the breeze to carry away the lighter straw while the heavier wheat fell back to the ground. He had been waiting for days for some wind to start blowing. However, it wasn't until he had finished discussing Padre Pio with his wife that a gentle breeze began to blow. With the wind at his back, he was able to finish sifting the wheat and store it into the barn. Once his work was done, he mounted his mule, clutching his rosary tightly, and set out for San Giovanni Rotondo. Upon arriving at San Giovanni Rotondo, Nicola quickly discovered that he needed a letter of introduction or a special permit from the local police to meet with Padre Pio. He had no idea about these requirements and did not have the necessary paperwork. On top of that, his visit had to be brief because his family was waiting for him back home. Nicola knew he could not waste any time obtaining a permit from the police station, so he decided to take a chance and attempt to enter the convent without the required documents. However, despite his eagerness to meet Padre Pio, a guard stationed at the entrance was questioning all visitors and denied Nicola entry since he did not have the necessary paperwork. Disappointed and frustrated, Nicola argued with the guard until a Capuchin friar emerged from the church and told him, "Padre Pio would like to see you." Nicola followed the Capuchin friar into the convent. He couldn't shake off his astonishment. How did Padre Pio know he was there and that he was waiting outside when they had never met before? Once he was face to face with the Capuchin saint, Padre Pio greeted him by saying, "Oh, I see you have arrived. Who did you come with and how long did it take you to get here?" It was as if Padre Pio had been expecting him. Nicola replied, "I came alone, on my mule, and it took me 3 hours." Padre Pio had yet another surprise in store for him. "You took half the normal time," he said. "The reason you made such good time is that you came with Jesus and Mary." Finally, Nicola asked Padre Pio for his blessing, which the saint gave with great joy. He then said his goodbyes by kissing Padre Pio's hand before leaving the convent. Once back home, he couldn't wait to share the details of his experience with his wife Teresa, who was so moved by the story that she wept tears of joy. For Nicola, the graces and blessings he received during his brief visit to Padre Pio would remain with him for a long time. However, as time passed, Nicola noticed some of his neighbors harbored jealousy and resentment towards him and his family for reasons unknown to him. Worried about his family's safety, Nicola confided in Brother Bernardino, a lay Capuchin from the San Giovanni convent. Nicola asked him to deliver a message to Padre Pio, expressing his fears that his family might be harmed by his neighbors. Brother Bernardino agreed to deliver the message, and on his next visit, he brought back a reassuring message from Padre Pio. Tell Nicola to continue as he always has, and not to worry. The neighbors will not harm him, because the Virgin Mary and the guardian angel are always with him. End of story. While Nicola's story of meeting Padre Pio is captivating, what stands out to me is Padre Pio's message to Nicola that he was accompanied by Jesus and Mary during his journey. This serves as a powerful reminder that praying the rosary places us in the company of Christ and his mother. Moreover, Padre Pio's advice to ask our guardian angel for help is another reminder of the spiritual aids that God has provided us. This story is a testament that we are never alone and that we can turn to our spiritual allies in times of trouble or uncertainty. Let us therefore take up the spiritual weapons of prayer and ask for the intercession of Jesus, Mary, and our guardian angels to help us navigate the challenges of life and to grow closer to God. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio of Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.